Admission into the Institute of Mission, Deliverance and Healing Immediate Bible School is now ongoing. Interested candidates should please call 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this morning. We give you glory for all our hearers. We thank you, God, for the good things you are doing in their lives. I thank you, God, for fulfilling your promises in our lives. Thank you, God, for this wonderful day as we have come to share your word. I pray that, Lord, you will grant your people the right heart, even to receive the word of God, and that, Lord, at the end of this sharing, all of us shall be blessed together. Every plan of the devil over these words in our life, we cancel in the name of Jesus. This word shall be fruitful and germinate, and that, Lord, the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ this morning. I want to thank God for all that God is doing in our life. I hope I meet you well. How are you and things with you? I want to thank God for those people who are following us with all interest and those who still ask us for a few things last week as we are on this channel. Also, I want to thank God for all those who came to church. That was yesterday for deliverance and for healings. Thank God for the wonderful hands of God in our life. And thank God for the miracles that we receive. It shall be permanent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Also, I want you to please help me to invite somebody or tell somebody or phone somebody that Church on Air is right now on this channel for all of us to be blessed together. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to a new topic which says, Thou art my battle axe. Thou art my battle axe. That one shows, you know, that if truly you are a Christian born again, spirit-filled, blood-washed, you have a vital role, you know, in God's kingdom. This topic is saying that, you know, you are just like a weapon in the hands of God, just like, you know, a spear in the hand of a spearman. So also you, as a Christian, you are not ordinary. You are a vital weapon, and you play a very important role, you know, in dispensation of God at this time. Thou art my battle axe. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 51. Let's start to read from verse 20. Jeremiah 51, verse 20.
Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and with thee will I break in pieces the horses and its rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and its rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flocks, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers.
Hallelujah. Can you guys say with thee? You know, when you start to read from verse 20 down to that 23, he said with thee. Now, can you see that, you know, when there is no man, you know, God is somehow, you know, incapable of doing some things. Now, you will discover that God needs you. You know, he said with you, you know, his father was saying, you are my battle axe, you know, and you are a weapon of war. You know, when God wants to do something in this planet earth, he's looking for somebody. He's looking for a man. He's looking for a woman that will occupy, that he will use. I pray may God find you faithful for you to be used to bring forth God's program in this end time in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what am I saying now? You are God's battle axe. Now, when there is no man, you know, it means that, you know, God can move. When there is no right man, God's program cannot be established. Can you see now? So, you know, he said, with thee, with thee, with thee, with thee. He said, number one, he said, with thee, you know, you break in pieces horse and rider. He said, with thee, it will destroy chariot and his rider. With thee, it will break in pieces man and woman. With thee, it will break in pieces young man and the maid. With thee, with thee, with thee, with thee. You are so important. You are so vital in the program of God. You know, when God wants to deal with his enemy, he's looking for a man. Just like the time of Moses. We are coming to that very, very soon. You know, he's looking for a man. You know, God is looking for you to be used. Once you are qualified, once you are a righteous weapon, he's looking for you. You know, God's program cannot be finished or cannot be actualized in this world without you. You are so indispensable in God's program at this end time. You know, he said, with thee, with thee. Now, see how God has made you. Let's go to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41. Let's see what is 15 and 16.
Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the white wind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel.
Wow. Now he said, behold, I will make you. Can you see? God said, I will make you what? A new sharp threshing instrument. You know, when you see a sharp threshing instrument, they are there to decompose, to powder, to destroy, to grind into pieces. You know, so God wants to use you to grind his enemy, to powder the nation. He said, I'm going to make you a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth, not toothless. You know, he says, thou shalt thresh down mountains. Can you see? It's like all these bulldozers. You know, when you see a bulldozer pulling down, they're making roads somewhere, and you see the bulldozer coming in to pull down, to level up everything, to level up the hills, to level up the mountain, that the next few weeks, just like that, the whole place is leveled up. God said, you are the one. You are the one he wants to use to pull down the kingdom of darkness. You know, God, you are the one to be used, you know, to bring forth judgment to the enemy of God. Can you see now? He said, with thee, you know, thou shalt thresh mountain, beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Oh, my oh man. Can you see how God wants to use you? He says, then thou shalt find them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the wild wind shall scatter them. Thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and thou shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. So when God is using you, you'll be full of joy. Joy will come when you are a right battle axe of God. Can you see now? Can you see now? So, you know, God is looking for men, you know, looking for women to be used. Now, let me say this, and let me say it very, very well. God is a warrior. God is what? A warrior, you know, and he's mighty in battle. You know, God is a warrior. Don't forget, the Bible says, you know, this our God is a man of war. You know, God is a warrior. You know, warring, pulling down the power of darkness, you know, is a God of strategy. Nobody has ever overcome him. You know, no demon has ever prevailed over him. He's a great warrior. You know, and as you know, every warrior goes to battle with what? With weapons of warfare. There is no warrior that doesn't have his own battle. You know, when David was going to Goliath, he has his own battle. Even though it looks somehow, but it's a weapon. When Goliath came against, you know, David, he carried his own weapon. So there is no warrior without weapon. You know? So, you know, and this weapon, they are trusted, they are effective, and they are reliable. Can you see that? So may you be trusted. May you be effective for God, and may you be reliable. Now, let me say this one. No warrior goes to battle without a weapon of fight. No warrior. There is no warrior that goes to battle without, you know, weapon. You can't just go and say, you're going to go and put down Boko Haram. No wonder Nigeria army, they say they don't have a weapon. To do what? To fight, you know, all these insurgencies that is coming against us. This is no weapon. You know, so, you know, you need to have right weapon to fight. You know, In those days, you know, you see a policeman carrying all these small condo around. You know, the type of robbers we have now, they are not the one you can use condo for now. You now need to use sophisticated weapon. Why? Because the enemy is growing too. Your enemy is becoming sophisticated. So also you, as a Christian, God himself is becoming sophisticated, you know, in the choice of his weapon. You know, now, hear me very, very well. This is very, very important. Being God's battle axe means you are his weapon of warfare. Now, when we now say you are God's battle axe, you know, and when God says you are his battle axe, what God is saying is that you are a weapon of war. Wow. So, you are so important to God. And you know what now? God intends to fight battles through you. God wants to fight his battle through you. So it shows that without you, God can't win battles of life. Can you see? Can you see? You know, without you, God can't win battles of life. Now consider David, battle with Goliath. Can you see? It was God himself that fought with Goliath. It was God. It was God fighting. Okay, how can a man just go with 5 stones, you know, and a sling to fight an experienced soldier, to fight a man of war? Just sling 5 stones. What are you saying? 5 stones? It was God himself that was fighting Goliath. That was why, you know, David was able to make, you know, victory over him. You know, so it was God himself that fought with Goliath, just making use of David as what? As his battle axe. David was just, you know, a battle axe. David was just the extension of the hands of God. You know, his hand was the extension of the hands of God. May God use you. May God, you know, may you be like this, David. You know, can you imagine, you know, when God has trusted you, he will use you to accomplish his goal. You know, when God, you know, when God sees you effective, he sees you reliable, he sees you, you know, trusted, he will use you. You know, my prayer is for God to start to use you as a weapon as from today in the name of Jesus Christ. What have we said this morning? That a battle axe is a weapon in the hands of a warrior that can bring down the enemy and break down, you know, in pieces the stronghold of the enemy. So now you are a weapon. You know, in that Jeremiah 51, he says, you are a weapon. He says, you are my battle axe. Now, in those days, battle axe happens to be the most sophisticated weapon in those days. Battle axe is one of the dynamic weapons. But today, if you are going to war now, you not carry axe. They will ask you, are you going to split wood in the forest? That's what they will ask you. Because, you know the reason? Because you don't carry battle axe to war again. You know, you now look for sophisticated weapon. You now use for the type of weapon that will easily overcome your enemy. May God use you. May God use you to pull down kingdom. As God used David to pull down Goliath, I see God using you. There are many Goliaths in life today. There are many powers in life today. There are many Goliaths standing against you. There are many Goliaths standing against the work of God. May God use you to pull down every Goliath that is blaspheming the name of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Oh, welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. Today we are talking on a topic, Thou art my battle axe, and we are looking at Jeremiah 51 from verse 20 to 23. And we discover that God is a God of war. And we also see that you are his weapon of war. That with you, God can pull down every kingdom. With you, God can, you know, do great things, but that you must be trusted, effective and reliable before God can use you. Now let's continue. Now let's see Exodus chapter 7 verse 1. Exodus chapter 7 verse 1.
And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet.
Wow. Whatever God will have done to Pharaoh, he will do it through Moses. That's another battle axe. We have seen David, it was a battle axe in the hands of God. Now, look at that Moses again. Moses released himself to be used. Moses released himself to be used by God. He became a mighty battle axe in the hand of God. May you be like this in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, see, you know, so what God will do, he did the true Moses. Can you see? Moses did not see God, but he saw God's power walking through Moses. There are still Pharaoh in this world. And God is still looking for a Moses. A Moses that will destroy a Pharaoh. There are many Pharaohs around us. There are many Pharaohs in our country. There are many Pharaohs all over the world. There are many Pharaohs comforting us every day. They want to enslave us. They want to take our peace. Pharaoh at work. They want to, you know, put us down. But you know what? God is looking for a Moses. A Moses that will rise. A Moses that God will use. A Moses that will display the power of God. I pray this morning, as you are hearing this broadcast, that you will be a Moses. A Moses to your generation. A Moses to your family. You know, when you are a Moses to your family, then you stand for that family. Any evil that is coming, you are there to stop it. When you stand as a Moses in your family, any fear that wants to prevail over you, God will use you to know to scatter their power. May you be that Moses this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. So what am I saying? The Lord wants to destroy many pharaohs today. He wants to destroy many pharaohs and is looking for the Moses that will serve as his instrument of battle. So without Moses, God can't win Pharaoh. Without Moses, without David, God can't win Goliath. Can you see? So David, you know, it was such a battle axe, dynamic to God. Moses also was such a wonderful, powerful instrument of God to be used by God. Now, what am I saying this morning is that this world is a battlefield. And it's a place of darkness. You know, darkness filled everywhere. You know, there are a lot of satanic activities going on, and they are out to fight the kingdom of God. Many satanic activity, both at local and at international level. You know, the world is full of darkness, and it takes a man of light to conquer this. And God is looking out, you know, and you that God wants to depend upon, you are running away. God wants to use you. God wants to use you that, you know, his name will be glorified. God wants to use you that his power will reign in this land. So why can't you submit to God? Why can't you allow God to use you? You know, many Christians have died untimely due to attack from the power of darkness. Many Christians, it's so painful. It's so painful that, you know, they are, because we can't understand, the enemy have been doing evil against his body. But you know what now? Some are even in hell because they refused to be God's battle axe. You know, because God wants to use them and they refuse God to use them. May you not be in this form, in this category, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me talk about, you know, the characteristic of a battle axe. You know, what are the characteristic of a good battle axe? Number one, a good battle axe must be strong, sharp, powerful, and easy to use. Let's read that place again. Isaiah 41:15. Isaiah 41:15.
Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff.
Now, you must be strong in the Lord. Can you see? God is not, you know, for you to be a battle axe, you must be strong. Now, for example, now, I want to cut a tree, a big tree. You now look for all these small cutlasses. You know those cutlasses that students are using in secondary school to cut grass. How can a cutlass you use to cut grass can be used to cut a big iroko tree? Is it possible? So you must be strong. So the stronger you are, the more fierce the battle is, and the more the devil will bow. So you must be strong. No, so make yourself strong. Bible says, be strong in the Lord. That is Ephesians 6:12. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his warfare. Be strong. Be strong. No, be strong. I will tell you how you can be strong before we finish this episode. Be strong in the Lord. Don't allow it to intimidate you. Be strong in the Lord. So you must be strong and you must be sharp. You know, it's that will make you a new sharp treasure instrument. You must be sharp. You know, sharp to destroy. You know, when you see, you know, some snakes, they are so sharp to what to attack. So you must be sharp like the enemy. Now, he said you must also be powerful and easy to use. Can you see? Not complicated. Easy to use. So, you know, God has invested and entrusted his power to us so as to achieve this purpose. To achieve this purpose, you know, God has invested in you. He has invested in me. God has pulled his power in you. Can you see that? So you are not ordinary. You know, the Bible says you are wonderfully and fearfully made. Can you see? The Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hear me, you are not ordinary. God has made a lot of investment. Jesus Christ came, he poured his blood. And he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over. So you start to see that, you know, God has made investment in you. You must demonstrate his power. Let God use you. Go out to where, you know, unbelievers are. Go and share the gospel. You are God's back to us. Go out. You know, you have been sitting too much. God is waiting for you. Bible says the whole world is awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. You know, the whole world is waiting for you. When will you manifest? Come on, arise. This is not the time to stand for God. Like the song we normally sing, the hymn. You know, he says, stand up for Jesus. This is the time to stand. This is the time to pull down the kingdom of darkness. This is the time that God wants to use you. You know, this is the time. Arise, my people. Arise and stand for God. Arise against darkness. You know, the only thing that can take care of darkness is the light. And you are the light. You know, he said, ye are the light of the world. Not even the light of the church. You are the light of the world. So, you know, go now and illuminate. Go now and shine. Go now and distribute the word. Go now and make disciples of all nations. You know, God wants to use you. Like, enough of this is now. You are his weapon of war. You know, the devil is aware of this fact. So, he's vigilant. Battle ready at all times with well-organized agent of darkness. Can you see? The devil is aware that God has made you a new sharp treasure instrument. He knows. So you know what? He's so vigilant. When you look at 1 Peter 5:8, let me to read it. 1 Peter 5:8. The devil is so vigilant, you know, and battle ready at all times. Hallelujah.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
He's walking around. You know, Bible says we should be vigilant, you know. Can you see now? So, the devil is aware that God has equipped you. The devil is aware that you are a dangerous material. The devil is aware that, you know, you have God in you. He's aware. So, he's so vigilant and battle ready at all times with well-organized agents of darkness. The Bible says, you know, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against spiritual rulers in high places, against wickedness in high places. So, you know, can you see? The devil is well-organized. He's well-organized. The devil we are fighting, you know, they are well-organized army. So, I want you to know that you need to arise and to fight. No? So, the devil knows some Christians are lukewarm. You know, they are lukewarm. They are living a deceptive life. How long will you be looking? Cast away lukewarmness. You know, Bible says, you are never out of cold. He said, I will pour thee out of my mouth. You know, one problem that is happening now is lukewarmness. As from today, you will no longer be lukewarm. As from today, you will occupy for God. You see, so he knows that some of us, we are lukewarm. We are living a deceptive life. We are living a life that doesn't glorify God. We are living a life that doesn't show that we are really soil of God. Bible says there is no one that is a soil of Christ that will entangle himself with the affairs of this world. But many of us, can you see, we are going with the things of this world. There is no difference between Christians and unbelievers. No difference. No? So, some Christians are just toys in the hands of the devil. Can you see? That's why many Christians are toy. They are just toy, you know. But this is not the will of God. It's not the will of God. As from now, you will no longer be a toy in the eyes of the devil. You will not. You know, the devil fire arrows 24 hours a day, you know, at people. Day and night, looking for whom he will devour. Like where we have read last time. You know, he fire arrow. You know, the Almighty God will put you under his safety hand. How we continue this message next week, by the grace of God. Don't forget, tomorrow is church. Come and receive God's power. Come and receive deliverance and healing, and it shall be well with you. I expect you in church tomorrow. Thank you for your attentive ear. God be with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a rich Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.